Module 4. Exercise 1. Page 48. Speaker 1.
Before I set off, I heard the forecast on the radio as I was having breakfast. I knew there was a possibility of gale force winds, but I chose to risk it. I thought the climb would only take a couple of hours at most. Anyway, it was so calm that morning, I thought they must have got it wrong. What a mistake! I was only halfway up the mountain when I had to turn back. There was nowhere to find shelter, which made it worse. I ran as fast as I could and just hoped for the best. It was a frightening experience. I was lucky I got back uninjured.
Speaker 2.
I must have been only about 10 at the time, but I remember it all so clearly. My brother, sister and I were visiting our grandparents. They live not far from St. Andrews, where there's a fantastic beach. Well, we went there in the morning to avoid all the crowds and the weather was unusually good, so we spent most of the day there, having our picnic, running along the sand, building sandcastles. Everything was perfect until we got back to the house. We were all as red as tomatoes. Grandma had to put this horrible pink liquid on our backs to make us feel better. It was my first lesson in avoiding sunburn. Now, of course, I'm more careful.
Speaker 3.
When I was invited to Jenny's 21st birthday party, I wasn't sure I would be able to make it, but I decided to make an effort to go as she is a really good friend of mine. The problem is, she lives quite far away. I had to drive after work to get there, so I was tired, and to make matters worse, I got stuck in a traffic jam. Then, heavy snow started to fall, and in no time at all, driving was becoming quite dangerous. As you can imagine, I had to drive very slowly and carefully. When I finally got to Jenny's house, she had already cut the cake and most people were saying their goodbyes. I was really disappointed.
Speaker 4.
We had been warned about the heavy rain, so we piled up sandbags all around the house. We also moved some things upstairs, like the computer and the TV. When we went to bed, we just hoped for the best. The children and even our dog Jasper were really scared and couldn't sleep because of the howling wind. I told everyone not to worry and that everything would be all right. But when we woke up the next morning, we got a nasty surprise. The water had broken through the sandbags and flooded the house. Everything was soaking wet. The carpets, the furniture, and even the curtains. Of course, they were ruined and everything had to be thrown out.
Speaker 5.
I was driving my mother's car when suddenly it just stalled, and I remember thinking that she should really get herself a new car. It was absolutely freezing outside, so I really didn't want to get out of the car. However, as it was getting quite foggy as well, I decided I had better take a quick look under the bonnet to see if I could spot anything wrong. Unfortunately, I couldn't tell what was wrong with it. Then the temperature began to drop even further, so I got back into the car to try to keep warm. Luckily, I had my mobile phone with me and I was able to call home. My dad came as soon as he possibly could. It took him nearly an hour to get to me because of the fog and ice on the roads. When he arrived, he gave me some hot tea from a flask to warm me up, and he managed to get the car going too.
Speaker 6.
It was our last day on holiday in the Mediterranean, and we decided to take the kids on a boat trip to a nearby island to see dolphins. When we set off early in the morning, it looked like it was going to be a lovely summer day. Unfortunately, about an hour into the trip, the sky clouded over, the wind really picked up, and the sea became very choppy. The captain decided it would be a good idea to turn back, but that didn't stop us all from getting really seasick. We all felt terrible while we were on the boat, and none of us managed to keep our breakfasts down. It was awful.